Yay, it's being recorded.
Is that Acharya? Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Janin, who is the Acharya? Dharsen Acharya, okay? Dharsen Acharya had this thought that if people keep losing their memory with such a great pace, we would not ever be able to, you know, treasure our Jainism. It will also be lost with the memories of the people, right? With the short memories of the people. So what he thought, it must be in written form so that the people can later learn it by reading at it, if even if they don't have. So it is kind of preserved. If it is in memory, it's in very risky state, right? So if memory lost, the whole Jainism is lost. So, Dharsen Acharya. Repeat it, Dharsen Acharya. Say it again, all of you together.
Dharsen
Acharya. Yeah, Dharsen Acharya. Say. All of you, say it together. Which Acharya?
Dharsen Acharya.
Yeah, Dharsen Acharya. Okay? Dharsen Acharya. Dharsen Acharya, he was a little aged, okay? So he thought if he'll start to write, he won't be able to complete it. So rather, he delegated this job to two of his disciples, two of the other monks, I mean Sadhu Parameshthis. He was the Acharya, two Sadhu Parameshthis, Pushpadant and Bhutbali. He taught them everything and he told them to write. So later, Dharsen Acharya went away, he passed away, he took Samadhi, and Pushpadanta and Bhutbali monk, they were made Acharyas. They were Sadhu Parameshthis after Dharsen Acharyas, Acharya Pushpadanta and Acharya Bhutbali. They came and they wrote this first written scripture of Jainism, which is named Shatkhandagam. If you can recall, we learned it. Shatkhandagam. This is the name of that scripture. What is the scripture? Shatkhandagam. Written by whom? Acharya Pushpadanta and Acharya Bhutbali. In this scripture, as a benediction, as a Mangalacharan, Ramokar Mantra is written for the first time. Okay? And with who? In whose guidelines this was done? In the guidance of Acharya Dharsen. Dharsen Acharya. Okay? So there are three Acharyas we learnt about. Dharsen Acharya, and it's two disciples, Acharya Pushpadanta and Acharya Bhutbali. Correct? And one scripture, which one is it? Shatkhandagam. Who will tell me the name of these four things? The three Acharyas in one scripture. Arush. Could you tell us the names?
Darshan Acharya Shak.
Dharsen. Dharsen. Dharsen Acharya.
Acharya.
Repeat it, say Dharsen Acharya.
Dharsen Acharya. And
very good. Then
Acharya
number two.
Bhutbali.
Bhutbali. Bhutbali. Yeah, very good.
And Pushpanta.
Very good. And which scripture these two Acharyas wrote? Shatkhandagam. Shatkhandagam. Speak it. Shat means six. Khandagam means part. It has six different chapters. Okay, so Shatkhandagam. Shatkhandagam. What does it mean? Arush, say it.
Scripture.
What?
Scripture.
Yeah, it's scripture. What is its name? Say the name again. Shatter. Say.
Shakar.
Shatkhandagam. Say Khandagam. 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 Say Khandagam, only Khandagam. Khandagam.
Khandagam.
Very good. Khandagam. So Shat Khandagam. Shakhandagam, very good. Okay, Arjun, could you tell us the four different things? Three acharyas in one scripture, the name of
the book. Okay, so I'll start with the acharyas. It was Acharya Darsan. Darsan.
Darsan. Very good. Darsan, Acharya Darsan, very good.
Acharya Pushpadant.
Very good.
And Acharya Bhutbali.
Very good.
And then the scripture was Shatkandam Gam. I said it.
Shatkandagam.
Shatkandagam. Shatkandagam.
Khandagam. Khand.
Agam.
Khand means part. Khand. And agam. Agam is known as a, you know, the Divyavani of Bhagwan in written form is known as agam. So, Shatkandagam. Say it.
Shatkandagam.
Very good. Shatkandagam. Okay. Yeah, Jeremy, will tell us the full names.
Shatkandanam. Shatkandagam.
Khandagam. Yeah, very good. Okay, so this is the name of the scripture. What are the names of the Pratishti? Sorry,
Bhutbali.
Yeah. Very good.
Pushpadan.
Acharya Bhutbali. Acharya Pushpadan. Very good.
And I forgot
Acharya
Dharsen. Yeah,
Acharya Dharsen. Dharsen, no, not Dharsen. It's Dharsen. Dharsen. Dharsen.
Garsan.
Okay, Arjun, will you tell Jaimin how to pronounce?
Wait, he's saying Acharya Darsen, right?
Yeah, so will you correct him? He's saying Garsan.
So what you do is you say Acharya and then you say Dar and then Sane, as if it's someone who's sane, not
Acharya
insane.
Very good. Yeah, Dar Sane. Exactly. Dar Sane. Very good. Okay, so Dar Sane Acharya, Pushpadan Acharya, Natasha, the four names.
So Acharya Bhutbali and Acharya Pushpadant wrote the Shakhandagam and they wrote it under the guidance of Darsan Acharya.
Excellent. So these three Acharyas are related with the first written scripture of Jainism, which is Shakhandagam. Excellent, Natasha. Dea, could you tell us the four names?
Can you please repeat it?
Yeah, the names of the four, three Acharya Pramishtis and one of the scriptures we just learned.
Acharya.
Tell us.
Acharya Dharsen. Acharya Bhutbali.
Very good. Dharsen.
Pushpadant.
Very good. And which scripture did they write?
Shatkandagam.
Yes. Shatkandagam. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so in the next class, you all have to remember all these four names, okay? So that we at least know the names of the acharyas, okay? What I was saying is, there is this one, another scripture, which is so enormous and so important to us. It's known as Samaya Sar. What do we call it? Samaya Sar. What do we call it?
Samaya Sar.
You all can speak together. Yeah, Samaya Sar. Samaya Sar. Samaya meaning Atma, that is we are Atma. So we are also known as Samaya. the crux of the Samaya, okay? And Samayaswar is again, you know, is very, very, very most spiritual scripture of Jain philosophy and of the world philosophy. There is none other so spiritual scripture on this earth than the Samayasara. So who wrote Samayasara? Samayasara is written by Acharya Kund Kund. What is it? Acharya Kund Kund. Say it together. Acharya Kund Kund. Say it.
Acharya Kund Kund.
Excellent. Okay. So who? Acharya Kund Kund wrote what? Samayasar. You know, if we are Jain, we are supposed to know the name of this scripture. This is so important. This scripture is so important. Okay? And Kund Kund Acharya is so important that when we do Mangalacharan, right? When we generally do Mangalacharan before discourses, before pravachans, what do we say? Mangalam Bhagwan Viro, Mangalam Gautamo Gadi, Mangalam Kund Kund Adyo. So we take the name of Kund Kund Acharya after Mahavir Bhagwan and Gautam Garudar. So Kund Kund Acharya is most important Acharya of the Jain history that we have today. Okay, because he has written 84 scriptures, out of which around 7 are only available today. The 5 Paramagam, 5 main Granthas, and then there is one Rayantrai, and then this Prakrit Bhakti. So around 7-8 scriptures are only available out of 84 he wrote. But all the 7 scriptures, they are, I mean, there is this story, I'll tell you in some other day about Kund Kund Acharya. It's very, very, very awesome story. And there is one animation movie that is coming up on Kund Kund Acharya. The moment it releases, I'll share it with you because it's really very awesome movie that is going to come. Okay, so you're going to like it and you'll get the story of that as well, who was Kund Kund Acharya. Okay, so Kund Kund Acharya, and he's the author of the scripture Samayasara. Okay, so who will tell me the name of the other Acharya and his other scripture? Arjun, name the Acharya and the scripture. Arjun, unmute it and then speak. Hello, Arjun.
Yes.
Could you tell us the name of the Acharya and scripture we just learned? Is Arjun there?
Yeah. It's Acharya Kund Kund. And the scripture
excellent, Acharya Kund Kund.
And the scripture is Samayasar.
Samayasar, exactly. Very good. Okay, Arush, what is the name of Acharya in scripture? Arush?
Dharasin Acharya.
No, the new one, the other one we just learned. Dharasin Acharya, Pushpadant Acharya, Bhutpali Acharya, and they have contributed to Shatkhandagam. Now we are talking about another scripture and another Acharya.
Acharya Kund Kund.
Very good. And what did he write? The name
of Samayasar.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Excellent. So Acharya Kund Kund. And he wrote Samayasar. Okay? Awesome. Very good. Jaimin, can you tell us the name of these two names?
Acharya Kund Kund, and the scripture was Samayasar.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. Okay, so Dia, Natasha, you all also learned it, okay? Acharya Kund Kund and Samayasar. Fine. Now, wherever we was, we have to take this Samay word, okay? Samay out of Samayasar. The other meaning of Samay, which is generalized in Hindi language, is time, okay? So, generally what we say, what is the time at this moment? So, it's like 5:53 a.m. or whatever, okay? So, Samay means the smallest unit of time while it comes to Jain philosophy. Like we have seconds today as the smallest unit of time, or nanoseconds or microseconds. In Zen philosophy, even smaller than nano or microseconds is samay. The duration of 6 months and 8 samay, this is the duration when 608 jivas goes to moksha. That is, they become siddha parameshthi. So every 6 months and 8 samay passes and 609 jivas are there in siddhashila. You know, so there is the addition of 608 jivas. So from time infinite until the time infinite to come, since the time infinite, we are existing. So every 6 months and 8 samaya, 608 siddhas are happening. And they'll keep happening till this world is. And this world is for time infinite. So they will always be happening. So there is so huge number of siddhas, right? Like the addition is so high, 608 into infinite for infinite times to come, right? So now, what do? We take one of the potato on our hand, okay? The root, any root. We are generally taking the potatoes. Are we on the same page? What do we have in our hand? One hand. In one of the hand, what do we have? Hello? No, not listening. Anyone of you? What do we have in, we are putting in our left hand one potato, okay? Right? So we all have one potato in our left hand. Fine? Imagine, imagine. Fine?
Yes.
Okay, now in your right hand you have this needle, okay? You have this needle. You know when you go to hospital to get injections? So the needle of that injection, you know, which pierces into skin. Everybody has some injections. Anybody has ever gone through, okay, so you know what injection is and what that needle is. Okay, the point, the nib of that needle, the extreme point, which is so, you know, kind of, it is so small.
I can't hear.
Okay? Yeah, Jamin. So we have this needle at this right hand, and left hand we have this potato. And now what we'll do, we'll just pierce the potato with that needle. So now, and we'll take the needle out. So what part of potato is on the needle? Like 50%, 20%? How much of the potato the needle contains now? You have just like dipped the needle into the potato and then you took it out. How much of the part of the potato the needle has?
Very little.
20%, 50%, 80% about, 80% of the potato the needle has it now, right? Hello, what part? Very small part, right? Very, very, very small part. Correct? The needle is so small, so it must be containing only the smallest, only the part of the potato which can, you know, stay there in the needle, right? Now, what we have on the tip of the needle now, the part of the potato, now we'll be talking about that part of the potato. Now, put the potato in the left hand aside. Now, concentrate on that nib of the needle and the small, small part of the potato that remains on the tip of the needle, okay? Now, on the one side, you keep all the siddhas that have happened and that will ever happen in this world, okay? All the siddhas. And now you see the needle, the tip of the needle, that part of the potato, that smallest tiny part of the potato. You know, the number of jivas that exist in that smallest tiny part of the potato and the number of siddhas that we have taken, okay, you take infinite times of the number of siddhas we have. You know, you multiply the infinite, multiply the number of siddhas that we have already taken, which is already infinite, by infinite times. Even then, the jivas of that needle are more in number than those all the siddhas. What I'm saying, I'm not talking about the whole potato. I'm just talking about that needle. Okay, the part of the potato in that needle, if we, what we do, if we measure the quantity of the jivas, so if we multiply the total siddhas by infinite, even then, they cannot match the number of jivas of that smallest part of potato. Now imagine how many jivas does that whole one potato contains. A whole onion contains, the carrot, any root. Are you getting? It is that if those potato gets, you know, like the jivas of those potatoes become that part of the needle, okay? Only that part of the needle. The jivas of that part of the needle, if they, you know, grow up to be pigeon, okay, the bird, we will never ever be able to see the sky. They will, you know, cover all the sky
Anubhaji.
And all this earth. Yes, you have to leave. I know. I'm just
okay,
Arjun?
Okay, thank you very much, Jitinendra.
Okay, Arjun, thank you.
Bye.
So, if they'll be, bye. If they'll become bird, what will they do? They'll cover the whole of this world. They are so huge in quantity. So, if we eat potato, we are actually eating these many jivas. So, therefore, it is said that we should not eat the root fruits or root vegetables. Am I clear? Why do we say it? See, the science will never ever be able to prove that there are so many jivas, but there exist jivas that science agrees, okay, because it's a root. So if science is even saying that there are jivas, we also should not eat it, because it's already proved. So why to eat jivas to feed, you know, ourselves? Instead, we can eat the normal Jain food, which involves, you know, the lesser hinsa. Okay, so now you all got why it is always said that we should not eat the root food or the root vegetables. Everybody is clear? So you are going to tell this number of jivas on the tip of the potato to your parents today, okay? That how many jivas exist there. So that therefore we should avoid, I mean we should not never ever eat. If we are the true Jains, we will never ever eat the root fruits or root vegetables, because they involve so huge violence, and we do not do violence. It's a main principle. So we do not eat the root. So if we do not eat the root vegetable, so eating the non-vegetarian food is so like out of the ambit for us. It's like not in dream. We are eating the root fruits, root vegetables. Then the question of eating the non-vegetarian food does not arise. Okay.
Hello?
Just a second.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we have lost Anubhuji, but anyways, we have one more session with Anubhuji, so we'll move there. Before that, let's have Natasha telling Narokar Mantra and Arush Patari Mangal Pati.
Okay. Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayadhyanam, Namo Uvajhayanam, Namo Loi Savasahunam. Eso panch namo yaro sava pava panasino mangalalanche savesim paramam havai mangalam.
Chatari mangalam, aranda mangalam, siddha mangalam, sahu mangalam, kevali paratottama mangalam. Chatari lokottama, aranta lokottama, siddha lokottama, sahu lokottama, kevali paratottama lokottama. Chatari sarnam pavajami, aranta sarnam pavajami, ਸਿੱਧਾ ਸਿਰਨਾ ਪਵੇ ਜਾਵੀ, ਸਾਹੂ ਸਿਰਨਾ ਪਵੇ ਜਾਵੀ, ਕੇਵਲੀ ਪਨੰਤ ਤਮ ਤਮਮ ਸਿਰਨਾ ਪਵੇ ਜਾਵੀ।
ਓਕੇ, ਥੈਂਕਸ ਟੂ ਏਵਰੀਵਨ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ। ਜੈ ਜਿਨੇਂਦਰ,
ਜੈ ਜਿਨੇਂਦਰ,
ਜੈ ਜਿਨੇਂਦਰ, ਜੈ।